Blog Talk Radio.
I'm checking your smile, working your back like it's going out of style. Shake just a little bit faster, shake just a little now, girl. I'm dying to meet you, so let's mess around. Got an obsession with us getting down. Come just a little bit closer, I just need permission, so
give me the green light.
And I'll make it so. You'll be my only true lover. No competition, no other. Maybe it's just the thrill of the chase, but I've got a feeling I'm winning this race.
June 24th, 2012, and you are listening to Ask Kathleen on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm Kathleen Williams, your host, and I have my co-host here with me, the lovely and beautiful, my sister, Ronnie Best. Hey, Ronnie, how you doing?
Oh, hello, how are you? It's a wonderful Sunday evening.
It is a wonderful Sunday evening. I mean, it's like the weather is incredible. I'm just so happy that the heat is just nice and easy today. It's a real it's a beautiful day outside.
This is my kind of day.
It is.
Love it.
It is.
The other was a little bit strong.
Huh?
I said that heat wave was a little bit strong.
Yeah, it was a little strong. But it
came
last-
on. No. That was good that it didn't last much longer, but it came on with a blast of heat from I don't know where. And what did you think about that rain?
Oh, yeah, that was kind of scary, huh? What was that about?
That was an event.
That was an event. It really was. And what I thought it was, I really thought God decided to test the drains because, you know, the city is doing putting in new drains in all the streets around Queens, anyway, Southeast Queens. And they had just completed the new sewer on the corner right here and across the street. They just finished them. I mean, just cemented it the day before it started raining. And so I think God really wanted to see, does it really work?
Did they work? Did they work?
They worked.
Oh, thank goodness.
No flooding.
Listen, you would have known like in minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Were you outside when it was raining?
Are you kidding me? Outside. I was under the table.
I was in the car. I was driving on the freeway, and do you know what I did? I pulled off.
You have?
I pulled off.
You did the part and start floating?
Listen, I said no. This is, even though I pride myself in being able to drive in all extremes, there's a point where a person has to, like, you know, resort to common sense and the grace of God. Get off the freeway.
Get off the freeway. Get off the freeway. I don't.
Period.
I didn't understand that the freeway would still be open.
I can't even imagine that it would still be open. And basically, it wasn't actually. Because when I got back on it, it was at a dead stop.
Yeah, it had to. Because the thing, I figured that there would be a great, you know, a huge wave of water going down, especially if you were going down the Southern State Parkway or the Long Island Expressway or the Grand Central Parkway. What other parkways are there in New York? Or the BQE or the
I was on all of it. I was on the Grand Central Parkway, and I saw the drops, and the drops started coming down in, like, baseball-sized drops of rain. I said, ooh, I think I better get off. And then when it just started, opened up, and the lightning and thunder.
Oh, yeah.
It was exciting.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what?
It was good old New York.
I heard all the, you know, heard all the commotion. I'm sitting inside, and you remember that your mother used to turn off all the electricity when the
I forgot about that. I'm sorry to laugh, but she did.
So I still have that, right? So my first inclination is to turn off everything. So I turned off. But, you know, come on, this is 2012, so you turn off everything but the television, right? So I turned off the air conditioner, all the lights, turned off all the fans and everything, and I'm sitting watching TV. So I hear this crashing thunder outside, so I'm like, I wonder if those sewers are working or if there's flooding, because, you know, you hear all kinds of noise. So I go to the window, and I opened it up, and lightning comes flashing out. I was like,
oh my God.
The floor. I hit the floor. It was scary. It really
it was.
So I don't know.
It really was. But I was outside, and I decided, I was in the car. I said, I'm not going to be afraid, and I just pulled out my book, and I just started to read and read some Bible scriptures and just took a few deep breaths. You know, and I turned the air on in the car, then turn it off, you know, the whole nine yards. Made sure I wasn't sitting under any trees, and I just relaxed and watched the other people go speeding by at 70 miles an hour.
That's New York.
They're like, stop, pull over. Are you crazy? We don't have time for that.
The Big Apple, I love it.
You gotta love it.
So what's your tonight we're going to be joined by Councilwoman Viviana Russell. She's going to be calling in sometime a little bit later and talk with us. She's running for office again in 2013 in the town of West Hempstead. So we'll have an opportunity to talk with her. She's an incredible woman. Just very, very talented, extremely smart, very wise, and just extremely nice. Just wonderful. So it's a pleasure to know that there are politicians such as she, such as the likes of Councilwoman Russell, in office serving our fine state, you know, city, state, towns of New York, whatever. So she'll be with us a little bit later. So what do you have to talk about today? You know what I really want to talk about is the Attorney General and what they're doing to my Attorney General, Eric Holder.
Okay, what is going on?
Is
it a gun thing? I mean, they have some kind of, was that it? Where they had some guns that he was supposedly, on the right track?
This whole Fast and Furious thing, I have to look it up. I'm hoping that, we'll be able to dig into it a little bit while we're on the air tonight. Prayerfully, Jerome. I know Jerome probably is in D.C. with all the information. But anyway, what's happening right now is that the House has decided that they want to hold Eric Holder – the Attorney General of the United States in contempt of Congress. And from what I understand, from Congressman Greg Meeks, he made an announcement in church this morning. If they are successful in holding the Attorney General in contempt of Congress, this will be the first time in the history of the United States of America that an Attorney General has ever been held in contempt of Congress.
But okay, why though? I heard something about guns that they had hidden, or is that the same incident? Because they have so much going on.
A Border Patrol officer, I believe. You know, is now dead. Whatever the incident is, they're saying that Eric Holder has some sort of responsibility for it, and they are wanting to hold him in contempt of Congress. So, and there's a, what is this? I've been watching it all day today, but I actually do not have all the details. So I'm pulling it up right now on the Washington Post. So they're saying Fast and Furious, which apparently is something that's banned under President Bush anyway. They're saying that Attorney General Eric Holder on Wednesday became the first Obama administration official to be held in contempt by a congressional panel. A House panel voted Wednesday to hold Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt for failing to cooperate with a congressional inquiry into Operation Fast and Furious, hours after President Obama asserted executive privilege over related documents. On a party-line decision, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee voted 23-17 to hold Holder in contempt for failing to share documents related to the operation run out of the Phoenix Division of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives between 2009 and 2011 with the backing of the United States Attorney in Phoenix. The panel's actions will be reported to the full House, where Speaker John Boehner, Republican of Ohio, and GOP leaders have scheduled a floor vote for next week unless Holder hands over the documents before then. If passed by the House, the matter would then move to the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Ronald C. Machen, Jr., who is an employee of the Justice Department. After the vote, Holder called the vote a divisive action that does nothing to make any of our law enforcement agents any safer. It's an election year tactic intended to distract attention, and as a result has deflected critical resources from fulfilling what remains my top priority at the Department of Justice, protecting the American people. Obama's decision to withhold the documents, his first use of his executive privilege in response to a congressional investigation, and the House panel's vote quickly intensified a long, simmering feud between the White House and the Republican lawmakers, set up a clash over the extent of presidential power that may take months to resolve. So it's the Fast and Furious documents that they want, and it's related to the death of one of these Border Patrol agents. And from what I understand now,
it's a gun trafficking sting, controversial botched gun trafficking sting. So who set up the sting? Hello?
I believe that's all the
in the document.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a lot more to know about it. Of course, obviously, but we are, former Attorney General.
Well, they've recommended, but they haven't done it yet.
Yeah. So what they're saying is that Holder would join the ranks of previous cabinet of contempt, as in, former Bush White House counsel Harriet Myers, Chief of Staff Josh Bolten, and Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove over documents and testimony in the investigation into their firing. Remember when they fired all of those U.S. attorneys under George Bush?
Yeah.
Remember that? They fired them.
I sure do.
So they wouldn't turn over the documents. Former Clinton Attorney General Janet Reno for failing to turn over documents involved in an inquiry into whether justice failed to investigate or prosecute cases involved in Democratic donors. Reagan Attorney General William French Smith for refusing to produce documents on an investigation of General Dynamics Corps. So, you know, it's always happening. Yeah, and it does indeed sound like election year tactics or election and campaign tactics. But we'll see more. We'll have a whole lot more to see. So it's been on every single Sunday.
I heard it.
Every single Sunday morning news show. So it's been quite the dynamic, quite interesting. Everybody is talking about it because. Primarily, and what they're saying is that they're saying that he would be the first one held in contempt, but, we have to doubt that.
Well, we'll see. Hopefully, it'll blow over. Because I think that they always want to make an example out of certain people, and this happens every presidential administration, so. Every time I turn around, somebody's being held. Remember that woman that was held in contempt and put in jail for, 2 years she was in jail for withholding information from President Clinton?
Oh, yes.
She's in jail for 2 years in Santa Monica.
I remember.
That was a mess.
I remember. Yeah.
Politics is a rough game out there.
It is indeed. And they changed Congressman Greg Meeks. He's been in office since Pastor Flake left Congress, right? And they have had the same districts since that time. And they've just this year changed the district, redistrict the areas for many of the New York politicians. So they took away a portion of Congressman Meek's district, gave it to different congressmen, and then expanded his area into Long Island. So now he goes into Long Island, which I've never seen this before. So he now goes into Long Island, but the thing is that now he's going to have to campaign or in areas that he has
that
never...
Nobody knows him.
And not only that, but the primary is Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. And like, when did I ever vote in a primary in June? I don't ever remember.
Always.
I never remember voting for the primary for Congressman Meeks in June.
Oh, I think so.
I recall voting for in the primaries in September and then the election being in November.
Well, I can't really speak on it because I never voted here. So,
You never voted here? Oh, you mean...
Mm-mm. No.
In New York?
Nope.
Oh, because you were in...
What happened to your phone?
What, is something wrong with the phone?
Yes, I can't... It sounds like it's breaking up really, really bad.
Oh, hold on. Maybe it's the fan.
Sounds like it's underwater.
Better?
No, you sound like you're underwater.
Still? Is that
worse.
Better? This is worse?
Now it's better.
Okay, because I can't tell. All right, I did turn the fan off. I thought maybe it was that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's crazy, I'll call back in.
No,
so anyway,
perfect.
So, oh, good. Okay, so what do you have tonight, Ronnie? What are we going to talk about?
Well, okay, I've got a couple of issues that if I have enough time, hopefully I can get to. The first issue I just have to. I haven't spoken much about it, but I'm going to now. That former Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky verdict came in on Friday night at 10 o'clock, which I was, I had been keeping my ear to the drumbeat, as I say, and normally I don't miss much. Friday night's not a big news night for me because I usually watch other things. Fashion Police. Who cares about news when the fashion, you know, I'm watching my fashion show. But anyway, so I'm, you know, I thought I was pretty safe because it's going on like 10 o'clock, whatever, and I think I actually just said, oh, I was tired. That was the night of the storm. I was out there on the freeway for like an hour. It took me an hour to go one exit from exit 24, like down by your house, your exit 20, right? So like exit 23, it took me an hour to get from exit 23 or 22 to exit 24, an hour. So
oh, yeah,
by the time
yeah.
I got, you know, in, it was late and I was tired. So I figured, oh, I checked my internet, no verdict. I wake up the next day and they're saying the verdict came in. I'm going, when could that have happened? Well, they brought in a verdict at 10 o'clock at night.
I heard it on the radio when they did.
Oh, my God. 45 of 48 counts of child sexual abuse.
Yeah,
against this coach. And it was really just so unfortunate, this whole situation. I really have been trying to stay out of it because I didn't even know what to think. This is just so bizarre. But anyway, they were able to convict him by taking the testimonies. Well, you know, the juries, I guess, found the testimonies of the assistant coach who had reported him in 2001, and a janitor who had reported him in 2000, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Those testimonies were sufficient enough to find him guilty for the children that they testified for. So those were five children and that one child that the coach saw him in the showers, whatever. So immediately they revoked his $250,000 bail and took him into custody right on the spot. But everybody knows, or everybody suspected that he was going to be convicted. And the sentencing is supposed to occur somewhere in October, November, September, October. And he's on suicide watch, which, you know, they say everybody that,
I heard that.
Doesn't
yeah.
belong in jail is on suicide watch. Anybody that's, you know, of any affluence and of any stature is going on suicide watch. But what I'm concerned about
is do they do that because they really think they're going to commit suicide, or do they do it just because they're a person of notoriety?
I think it's because a person of notoriety and means,
okay.
and that they don't have any, you know, this person has no, I won't say no business in jail, but they've never had any criminal involvement. And so being in jail is like the most, like Michael Jackson, when they said he was going to go to jail, people thought, oh, no way, there's no way. You know, if he goes to jail, he's going to end up committing suicide, or Paris Hilton. These people, you know, they are above the law, basically.
Right.
That's what it really is saying. So if we have to face the law like the rest of the commoners, then we'd rather kill ourselves. But kill themselves, I should say. But anyway, he's under suicide watch. But the reason why I brought this up is because people are calling for the wife to be convicted too.
Right.
And so I thought we should have a discussion about that, because I don't think that the wife should be convicted as well. But they mm-hmm. say that she was totally oblivious, and when she testified, she made this comment that really did rub me the wrong way. And I just had to take a deep breath, because I think that she may be as sick as the husband, because we know that there's a codependent to every, you know, to every person that has some type of a mental and emotional and physical, and especially mental illness. And I do believe that pedophilia is a mental illness. It's a criminal illness, but it's a mental illness. And so she said that the children had the option of sleeping upstairs if they wanted to. And so that let me know that she had to be as mentally ill as the husband. Because you're the wife in the house.
What's that supposed to mean? What is that supposed to mean? Just look. What is that? What?
That's my point.
Well, help me,
I was
Harold,
in defense,
Howard.
I know. I was in defense of her. I
what
actually was in
mean?
Defense of her because I know she's as sick as the man. But when she said
Hilton
that.
Hilton had the option of sleeping upstairs. No. What is, no, seriously.
The
what
children
does that
were free to, the children were free to sleep upstairs if they wanted
as opposed
to. So
to,
I'm saying to as opposed to being molested and threatened and held captive by your maniac husband in the basement. Like, didn't you ask? You're the wife in the house. Wouldn't you say to him, "Why don't they sleep up here? There's a room up
as
here."
As opposed to sleeping in the basement with him.
With
they
him.
Had the, and he
yeah.
so he. Re-
yeah, it's a hard.
Breath.
It's a hard thing
deep
to
breath.
Discuss. But
okay,
he
so
has other
than,
kids now, mind you. They had five kids that they've adopted.
Right, because I understand that one of the adopted children was ready to testify against him.
Exactly, which I thought, oh, my God, when I heard that. Oh, my God, what a mess this is.
Now,
so,
okay, so I just can't go past the they had the option of sleeping. Just give me one moment on this one. So he was not sleeping with his own wife when the children were there. He was sleeping in the basement with the kids.
Exactly. The boys were free to sleep
all
upstairs if they wanted to, she said.
And
if,
she never
and the
went
house
down
wasn't,
to see what they were doing.
And the basement was not. The basement was not soundproof. So if because one of the kids testified that they were screaming for help, and no help came.
So the kids were there. Were the kids witnessed each other being abused?
No, because it was only one at a time, apparently, or allegedly, as they say.
Right.
There's only one. Well, it has to be more than allegedly because at this point it's a conviction. So he's definitely just a very, very sick man. But what I'm saying is that people think she should be arrested, too, and my question to you is, do you think she should be charged as well? But I don't think she should be charged as well because she, A, did not molest any of the kids, and, B, she's sick.
Well,
she's
so is
sick
he.
Person.
We're
yeah,
not
he's a
saying,
sick person.
You just, yeah, you just said he was sick, too, but, we, you know, I know you don't think he should be released, so.
No, I don't think he should be released because he actually put his hands on the children. He committed the act. But what I'm saying to, about her is that she probably would. Could she have been terrified? You know, I'm throwing it out there. I'm asking you
okay.
for a feedback.
What do I think?
Like, what do you think?
I think that they should put him under two prisons and her under one. So I do. I think that yes. I think they should definitely look into whether or not she should be arrested. Absolutely, because. If in fact, she was aware that that was going on, then she was basically, as far as I was concerned, she's a conspirator, as far as I'm concerned. She's involved. She's aware. She knows it's happening. She doesn't do anything to help those kids.
Yeah. It's awful. But I wonder sometimes if, okay, she's a supporter of this husband. So are you so oblivious to the husband that you just are terrified to say something? Are you so oblivious that you don't believe it's happening? Are you so sick that you just figure, you know, if I say something, he might leave me? I don't know. I just don't
so
know.
You,
I'm
you
not a psychiatrist.
The,
I'm not Dr.
To,
Drew.
We could,
but
go down the, we could go down a long list
could, yeah,
of
till tomorrow morning.
The potentials, you know. Are you going to be so embarrassed that people
yeah.
will find out that this is what your husband is doing? Or do you think that people are going to
yeah.
blame you? Do you think you can help him? Do you think you can change
yeah.
him? Do you really not care?
Right.
Were you participating in it? Too? You know, you
exactly.
just don't know. You could go on with that forever. But there's one way to find out. Put her in cuffs and bring her in.
Yeah.
You know,
she testified, and I don't think that they're going to arrest her, but the public is calling for her to be arrested. And I just thought I'd bring it up just to see what you thought about it, too, because I've been in some heavy and some heated discussions about whether she should be arrested. Everybody thinks she should be arrested as well. I personally don't, simply because I know that women that are in those situations, the codependent is brain dead a lot of times. They're just brain dead. Like, she can't even believe that he's actually doing such a thing. Or she doesn't have the capacity to know what that is.
45 counts. 45. 45 counts. Do you remember? I'm trying to remember when they...
Well, they weren't all in the house. You know, that doesn't make it any better. But who really, really should be in jail is the police officers that, when they reported them, said... Yeah.
And who was the person that walked in on him abusing the young man in the shower?
That's the one, McCreary, the assistant coach. Yep, he sure did. And they were going to give him, make him lose his job. I believe he did. They did. They still were trying to cover it up. What a mess. That's a mess. Okay, moving on. The police chief that handled the Trayvon Martin case was permanently relieved from duty, which I thought was interesting. That's interesting, isn't it?
So I didn't know that. How did I miss that one? What happened? Tell me.
Well, people felt that he was he handled the case inappropriately. And so they decided that he should be relieved because they wanted the community. They feel like a police chief is in such a high position in the community, and the members of the community and the officials in the community should be able to, you know, have trust in him.
So they're okay. I'm sorry, because of the, you know, I thought that was the councilwoman,
yeah,
and it was
I
not.
Understand.
So they are relieved him from duty because he had not originally arrested the.
Exactly. They felt like it was mishandled, and they feel like because such an outcry and uproar came about because of this situation, and that initially the recommendation was to arrest him, and he didn't do it. You know, the officer on the scene recommended that this man be arrested.
Be arrested, I remember that.
And he
right.
didn't do it. And so they feel like the community can't depend on him, can't rely on him, and he can't be, not that he can't be trusted, but they feel like they need a police chief that the community can feel. Yeah, I'm trying to dance around it.
Use a different light. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm trying
to use a different thing. Well, I'm trying to use a better... Yeah, let's just leave it at trustworthy. You know, that they can
fair.
Be in touch with the community. He's
yeah.
fair. He relates to what's going on. He's part of the community and has their best interest at heart. And so, obviously, they feel that he doesn't. So that's huge. That's a huge deal in this whole case. This is huge.
And not only best interest at heart, but if you're the police chief, I think you should be able to recognize a crime when you see one.
Especially one like that.
The chief.
That's a big deal. You know, the mess was such a mess. It was such a mess. Your mess was so bad. You know, with the people in the country, everybody up in arms. People from all over the country rallying in this situation, and then for it to have gone on so long that this man was walking free, and then he ultimately put a noose around his own neck. So, because, you know, even after they arrested him and charged him, then they let him go again, and then he, you know, ultimately put a noose around his own neck. So now he's in custody where he, I believe he really should be, because they have people, you know, in jail for minimal crimes that they don't even give bail to. So in my opinion, he should be in jail.
Now, did we talk about the wife last week? We talked about her last
mm-hmm.
week, right? Oh, okay.
The wife,
right,
yes, she was arrested, but she was arrested for perjury. So she's now out on bail, too. And so,
with the money,
you know,
bailed out with the money that he said they didn't have, right?
Exactly. $150,000. That's quite a bit of money. And
Rome, yeah.
Jerome never did come up with an... Because I was telling him that he has to, you know, he and I need to come up with a legitimate cause to set up a website and have people donate.
Yeah, that was awful. That was really awful. And it, you know, interestingly enough, though, she's out on bail. And here's another situation where the wives get pulled into the criminal system, and yeah, another mess, because of the actions they take on behalf of their husbands. And in that situation too, now, you know, that they can't force a spouse to testify against a spouse,
right.
If you do, whatever it is that you, whatever you do testify to has got to be the truth. So she goes on stand and she commits perjury. So the crime now is against her. But it's going to be tricky where they come into asking either one of them to testify and whether or not they can testify against the other. And that's
right.
going to be a similar situation with, I would imagine that was probably the same thing with Sandusky. But they, you know, they may not have been able to pull her in to get her to testify against him, but they might be able to put charges against her. Directly. So I don't know what they're going to do about that. So did they arrest? Well, we said we're going to stop talking about that for a while. Okay, so we'll move on. So what's next?
You mean Miss Dottie? No,
yeah.
Miss Dottie I don't think is going to get arrested. I don't think so. She's just going to have to go on and live a very sad life. It's going to be sad for her, you know, because even... the kids, hopefully she's, because the kids are all grown, you know, so
mm-hmm.
hopefully they'll support her, because I don't think he's ever going to get out. I can't even imagine that he's going to ever get out. 45 counts, that's a lot, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. It is indeed.
Mm-hmm. It's indeed. So my other, and I don't know if we should raise this dandruff, but I'm going to go ahead. Dandruff.
I'm holding my breath.
Okay, so you know John Edwards was acquitted.
I do.
Completely. So
mm-hmm.
now Miss Riel Hunter comes back with this book that she's written. And
the mistress was the mother of the baby?
Yes. And I've been so controlled. I have not said one thing about it all week. And people have been baiting, they've been stabbing at me. Don't you have something to say? And I was like, no, I have absolutely nothing to say about Riel Hunter. Because I was absolutely disgusted the first time when she was on Oprah that I had to go get ice cream. And so I did not want to get ice cream this time, so I haven't said anything. I just am so disappointed in where she gets the idea that it's okay to write this book about how she and Johnny loved each other, and he's so wonderful, and he's so this, and that his wife was a witch. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? His wife was a witch.
For the children to read. The
and
woman
what I
that
think
campaigned
is that,
all over the place with cancer on his behalf for his run for office.
And
mm-hmm.
she's calling
the wife
her
is
a witch.
But she was not a witch, though. The mistress
no.
who was, no, that was taking her.
And
money.
What I think is
yeah.
that you're fortunate that's all she was.
Mm-hmm.
That she was controlled and she was just a witch. What did you expect her to be? And
but if she was
no
really
respect.
A witch, there would have been some serious
exactly.
repercussions for
people have to be so careful what they do. But these days, it's hard to judge what folks won't do for a buck.
And
so
in my opinion, I know it's all about money, this book. And it's the perfect timing because now he's, you know, acquitted. And so he's probably going to try to get back into politics. Who knows? But what I personally believe that he was fortunate was God smiled down on him. Getting him
that
out
he was
of that.
Acquitted?
Yes. Absolutely. I believe he spent every dime of that money on her. I do. The mere fact that he had the nerve to get involved with her while he was campaigning for president and get her pregnant would make me think he would stop at spending the money. Okay, I'm campaigning for president. My wife is on, you know, my wife is not doing well. There's a possibility that she may not make it through my presidency, even if I get to be president or through my candidacy.
And she's sick, and she's traveling around the country
campaigning on my behalf. And then I'm willing to get this lady pregnant, but I won't spend the money.
And lie about it.
I will not spend.
We forgot about that part.
Exactly. I will not spend the campaign funds.
Oh, but I won't do that.
No.
I will not have sexual relations with that woman.
Exactly. And spend the campaign funds and on her, hiding her from place to place. Yeah. So how did he hide her
from place to place? He didn't have to explain that. He used his wife's money, his family's money, to do that. And that was better. But she was working for him, too, though, wasn't she?
Well, she was a videographer. But I believe she was one of those, Marla Maples types. And you know, Jerome would probably say, okay, now there you go, assuming and put in your own opinion. Well, it is. It's a Ronnie-ism. I'm telling you right now. That's the way I see it, that she was a Marla Maples. Oh, okay, I'll pretend I'm a videographer.
Because I haven't seen video the first, but anyway, we won't go there. I haven't seen any videos that she made, have you, of the campaign?
No, okay. Not at all.
Okay.
It's a possibility that they claim she was a videographer, and maybe that was his way to get her in there. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't really know that as much about it, but I just know that it was a bad scene, and my heart went out to Elizabeth all the way. And I felt like, you know, she got a raw deal, ended up dying early as it is. You know, she had it rough.
Sure, didn't help her.
Didn't help her at all.
Because this all came out while she was still alive, right? Yeah.
Yes. The whole story came out while she was still alive. Okay, she's been dead, I think, 2 years. I don't think much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe she's been dead more than 2 years. And now this woman is out and about with this book. And I didn't even watch any more of her interviews because I'd seen enough when she was on Oprah. And Oprah was so disgusted with her, you know.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. But I have one recommendation / it's not really a recommendation. My recommendation is that men and women both stop this outrage, stop this crazy behavior. I feel like I'm on the Jetsons. Stop this crazy thing.
It's true.
Stop it. But if you are not going to stop it, I have the same advice that you gave Sean when he threw the party when I went away. Do your due diligence.
Exactly. To clean
up. Make sure you're not found out. Come on. Talk for a minute, Ronnie. I got to pick this up.
Okay, sure. So now, in my opinion, she's come back to open the wound that may have possibly, I don't know if it's possible that wound could have been healed, but the reaction that I'm getting from all of the, you know, the reporters, from all the journalists that all have that look on their faces like, oh, my God, here she comes again, you know,
we're just not going to judge. We're just going to listen to her story. And if you want to buy her book, fine, buy it. And if not, you know, hopefully this too shall pass. But anybody that's listening knows that if you've been in a relationship and somebody has betrayed you, this is just not a fine thing. And, of course, Elizabeth now hopefully resting in peace, but her poor children have to live with this story. And
yeah,
I don't think Miss Riel Hunter is not thinking about the fact that her child is going to end up going to school.
Yep.
And has to live with it, too. She's not thinking about that.
Well, maybe she's intending to homeschool or something, but it's horrific. Because Vivio Vixen, I just saw a show with her recently. Doesn't she have children also? Yeah.
Vivio Vixen?
Mm-hmm.
Corinne Stephens?
Mm-hmm.
Corinne?
Doesn't she have a child?
Yeah. I believe she married somebody famous, though.
I thought she had a child because I was thinking.
Before she hooked up with Bobby Brown. She didn't marry Bobby Brown, but she was hooked up with Bobby Brown for a while.
Well, wasn't she hooked up with everybody?
Yeah. But remember Bobby Brown was at the house with her when he first left Whitney?
When he first what?
Left Whitney. When he and Whitney first broke up, he went to stay with the... That's why Whitney was in such an... Whitney lost her mind. That's why she was so upset when he left, because he went there to stay with her. But I forgot who she...
Nico just texted me and said, yes, she does have a child. So I'm concerned. I was thinking about her child as well, the Vivio Vixen. Thank you, mm-hmm. Nico. The Vivio Vixen has a child. I know, because on the show that I was watching, that she was talking about her whole life, you know, and all everything that she went through and all that she did with the videos and how she got to writing the book and why she felt like she should write the book, because she felt like she was doing all this stuff with all these guys in the industry. She knew everybody in the industry and everybody was making millions around her, and she was struggling to pay her rent. So she was like, what's wrong with this picture? So
she married she married the guy from Family Matters.
Who? Jaleel?
Not
Did I do that?
No, not Urkel.
The
other
brother?
One. Yes.
Okay, that fits. I'm going to reserve comment on that, but that I'll just say that fits. That fits. Because he's a child star, right, that did
mm-hmm.
not really make it as an adult in acting. I've seen him in a few movies, but usually he's playing a quick role and a bit of a renegade. You know, and so, I don't know, but it just... That fits.
Oh, okay.
So they're married. They're currently married.
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
What he's doing
March,
right now.
March 12th, 2012. So maybe she is still married to him.
Oh, they got married March 12th, 2012.
They've been married in 2009.
Oh, okay.
They've been married for a while, but I see a post from 2012. So.
Well, I hope they're, you know, doing well, if they're still married and successfully married and whatever, and all the children of all these people doing this stuff that, it, you know,
she's got a new
husband or something. So, anyway, so what else you got?
Okay. Now, this one was a big one.
The other one's not big.
No. I say the best last. My little lady, Karen Klein.
Karen Klein.
This really hurt me. This hurt me because this brought back I try not to bring back old memories and wounds, but she was on the school bus. She's a school bus monitor. which that's why I said it brings back old memories, because when I was a school bus rider, there was no monitor. So you fought your way to the back and fought your way to the front. You never had to ride a school bus, did you?
Are you kidding me?
No, I don't remember you on a school bus.
Are you kidding? Listen, I was the original I hate the school bus kid.
It's awful. It was awful.
That's what I'm gonna write a book about. The school bus.
We
the school
team
bus.
I bet you will retire from that. We could write a book about the school bus and retire on the proceeds.
Because the it was the worst experience.
Okay, so before we even talk about the lady, let's talk about the school bus.
The school bus.
Why?
It was the worst experience ever. And
ever.
Okay, now, to this day, I remember, what was that? Hold on. Did you break something? Did you just break something? No? Oh. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. No, on the radio. Okay, do you remember the street? There's this long street, just to avoid letting people know exactly where we are. There's this long street that didn't have any stop signs, didn't have any stop lights, and it was a long, dark street. It was like this, it wasn't dark because it was in the middle of the daytime when we were driving that street, but it was like on the way to the park over there by Liberty Avenue or whatever, and the school bus driver every day would you know exactly what I'm going to say would speed from the beginning of it was like a 1.5 mile maybe 2 mile stretch of street, and he would hit the gas. By the time he hit that street, and there was this great big bump right in the middle, like it would be like 1.5 miles down. So he would hit the gas,
and everybody would hit their head on the roof of the school bus.
On the roof of the bus. But the kids, all the kids simultaneously. Now, does that mean that I was one of them? I was retarded too. Excuse me. Is that a politically incorrect word? I was as crazy as the rest of the kids. So I was on the bus, and we would start jumping. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we jump and jump and jump.
Oh my God.
And the man would hit the gas until he hit the bus and the bump, and the bus would go flying. As
flying.
Would all of the kids.
All of the kids.
All of the kids. All
okay,
over the bus.
I'm going to digress from the school bus to the fact that anybody that's over 35, how we all survived childhood, I have no
idea. Oh, my God.
How?
I don't know. But I want to know who that school bus driver is right now, because I want to go and make a citizen's arrest.
Well, he wasn't the only one. You and I never rode on the same school bus. So for me
to say that
everybody hit that bump and everybody's head hit the ceiling of the bus, just let you know that this was not the only driver that did it.
Doing the same thing. Oh my gosh! Oh,
oh
my
God! Okay,
it was
the
terrible.
School bus was a nightmare,
and
it
That's why they need school bus monitors, daggone it. They should have had 3 bus monitors on each
back,
one, but one
middle,
in the back,
and front.
One in the middle, and one in the front. Somebody to hit the bus driver over the head,
exactly.
And then to monitor all those bad little kids on the bus.
What hurts is that now the school bus monitor is sitting on the bus. This is somebody's grandma that, you know, has a little part-time job or whatever it is. It can't be more than a part-time job, but if it's not, say it's a full-time job, she rides in the morning and afternoon, how many bus rides could she take? So she's on the school bus, and the kids are abusing her, bullying her. You're fat. You're fat. You take up 2 seats. Look at you. You're ugly. You're disgusting. Poking her, calling her by her first name. Karen, you're fat. You're disgusting. Taking video pictures of her with their cell phones, And then they posted the video of themselves calling her fat, poking at her, making her cry. Now she's crying at this point because they wouldn't stop. You take up two seats. You're disgusting. You're fat. You're this. You're that. And then they post it on the YouTube. So now, one thing that did warm my heart, if there's a warm, heartwarming aspect of this whole thing, is that one of the fathers came out when he saw the video and he said he was just devastated. He could not believe that his son was a part of that. And his son was grounded. But now they're considering suspending those boys for the whole next school year. Which I don't agree. I don't agree that they should be suspended for a whole year from school. I think they should be the school bus monitors. Mm. Or some such type of community service. You know, you should be serving school lunch, or you should be cleaning up the auditorium, or the, you know, they should be cleaning up the playground. They should have to do some work for that. Don't let them sit in the house for a year? No, unacceptable.
That's what's going to happen to them? They get. Oh, and you know what? It would be too bad Jerome's not here. That's in Syracuse, huh?
Yeah, they should not sit in the house for a year. Absolutely not. They should definitely be doing some type of school service.
They could have sat in my house.
Exactly.
They could have sat in your mother's house. You know that. Bring them to mommy.
Exactly. They would be straight. They would never want to do something like that again.
They
would
have never done it.
Oh, I was so hurt for her.
Yeah.
Oh, I was so hurt for her. Because she was devastated. She was crying. Well, anyway, the good news is they're sending on her on a vacation. She's getting people have chipped in and they're sending her on a vacation. I don't know where they're sending her. But so I'm really happy about that, that she's going to get to go, you know, away and have some fun. And, you know, she may have been a little chubby, but not enough. Who cares? And not enough to be abused like that. And it's like, where do these kids get the nerve?
Well, nobody deserves to be abused like that, no matter
what.
And I know that's what you mean, but that's really pretty horrific. Truly, truly horrific. But the thing is that, okay, so who's sending her on vacation? Because to me, it sounds as though that could be a lawsuit.
Probably, huh?
Yeah. I bet they want to send her on a vacation. If I were her, I wouldn't take that money.
Yeah.
She might not want to go on that vacation. You don't have to send people on vacation.
But she became the, you know, everybody just sent out love to her, which...
Thank God.
Yeah. I was very happy. What, they're giving her money?
It's horrific that they would, $600,000 raised online this week for 68-year-old school bus monitor from upstate New York after a cell phone video showing a group of boys on the bus brutally taunting her spread quickly on the internet.
Why should she give the money back?
Who said she should give it back?
Some reporter, a blogger or whatever his name is, a reporter. But why should she give the money back?
Oh, she's in Rochester. She drove a bus. Oh, yeah. This is horrible, though.
It was horrible. You didn't see the video, right? See, I saw the video. It was bad.
Did they take it down?
It was really, really bad. They might
4.7 million views.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to send her to Disney World. Oh, no, they said they hope so. But I don't know how much money they raised, but she... I hope they raise enough money for her never to have to ride another school bus.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's tough, riding a school bus.
It's now 6,583,332 views.
Oh, she rode the school bus $375 a week.
Yeah. They actually didn't take the video down. It's still up there. Oh, my goodness. What a mess. Okay, well, thank you for telling me about poor Karen, the sweetheart.
Yeah.
Little kid.
Yeah.
That was mean. That was really mean.
But anyway, anybody that was unlucky enough to get a job on a school bus, my heart goes out to them. School bus is terrible. The school bus is terrible. Always has been.
Yeah, it is awful. And I'm wondering why she stayed there.
Why she stayed on the bus?
Mm-hmm. Why she would, because she was riding the bus on it, you know.
You know, it's a little job.
Help these people.
Oh, she used to be a school bus driver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I saw that. It's terrible.
Yeah, she used to be a school bus driver. But anyway, I don't know how any of us survived childhood, I'm telling you right now. Thank God every day for surviving childhood. The other day I was watching the news, and the reporter comes running out. She's in one of the parks in the city, and she comes out with a park official, a city park official, and he has this device that can read the temperature of the surfaces in the... God, forgive me for laughing.
Wait, what now?
I'm sorry, I can't even get it out. He's got a device that reads the temperature of the surfaces in the park. Which is a good thing, because he tells the kids, you know, this is a heat wave, this is dangerous. I know you want to take your kids to out and play, especially, you know, they want to get out of the house, but you need to know that the surfaces in the park at these temperatures of 98, 99 degrees that they reached the other day, the surfaces in the park are up to 170, 180 degrees. Nobody had a monitor when I was running
in the park. You would burn your little behind.
Remember the seesaw?
I still have burned.
Wait.
From the monkey bars. And that seesaw, that thing in the seesaw. Oh, wait a minute. The heat on the thing. How about the splinters from the seesaw?
How about the slide was...
Oh, my gosh. The slide. That thing. How many days did I go home raw? No skin.
And there was a point that Mom would say, you guys cannot go outside, and that's when the blacktop, the asphalt would melt. When the street was melting and you could step on, remember you step on the street and your
shoes would stick. Yes, I remember.
Point she would say, okay, no, you have to wait till later on when it cools off. But for the most part, I was out there riding my bike. I went to the park.
Yep.
I slid on the slide. It was hot as God of Yulio's. And you know what? We had enough sense in the brain. But wait, we had enough sense that if the park was so hot, we would run down the slide instead of sitting on it. Remember that? We would run up and run down. We wouldn't sit on it. And we would stand on a swing.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. But remember, though, that the swings had chains. Remember the swings had chains?
And they were hot.
Hot.
I don't know how. Is there anybody else out there that was a New York kid?
Call in and
let us know how you survived. Because the children nowadays are such fake. Not that I'm not saying this is not good, because it is good that they are able to monitor the surfaces. I don't remember anybody going to the hospital.
No.
From burns from the park.
No.
I forgot, but I don't remember. I remember falling down, scraping my knees. I remember sitting on a hot thing and getting burnt, but I don't remember ever having to go to the hospital for it.
No. But maybe it's because when... This is going to sound crazy too, but maybe the children have to have more protection. Never mind, I'm not even going to say that. Because I'm just thinking of, you know, we were so accustomed to rough and tumble, And kids these days are not accustomed to the same kind of rough and tumble that we were used to. They're just not, because we would roll down. We didn't wear helmets on bicycles. There was no such thing. We fell off the bicycles. We busted our butts and everything else, and we'd get right back up.
And got right back on.
And got back on. If you
riding
had a cut,
down
you
the
went
street
to
with
the house.
Blood got coming some. Dripping. Got good old, what you call it, Mom? We used to put
Mercuricone.
Mercuricone on it, or Bactine, or
use Mercuricone.
Yes. Oh no, I don't think so. Or
it's
whatever else they had, peroxide, you know, and she would put a peroxide on there and some kind of ointment, and out you go.
Band-Aid back outside. Back outside. We would ride. Okay, I remember riding my bicycle without a seat. Remember when the seat was...
You did not. How could you say that you did not?
Not only did I not have a helmet, I didn't even have a seat.
What was that? You never had a bike with no seat.
That little blue tricycle, the seat came off of it, and we would ride that thing anyway with no seat on it. Yep.
That is true. Because I was going to say, you really had a great bike. We had good bikes, everybody. Please don't believe that. We had good bikes.
We always had bikes,
and we were always on them.
Always on the bicycle.
Hot 99 degrees, 99.9. 99.10, we'd be out there.
Riding up and down the street. And we played every game. I don't see kids playing. I never see kids playing hide and go seek. I don't see them playing tag. I don't see them playing red light, green light, 1, 2, 3. I don't see them playing stickball. I don't see them playing dodgeball. Remember dodgeball?
We played that in the hot. And remember when they used to throw that hot ball and hit you in the
in the gut? I think that's why. See, they always wonder why. Well, they tell you why women had fibroids. It's because that dodgeball. That ball.
They did not care.
It was like a medicine ball, and they would hit you so hard. So
wow.
Hard. Yeah. Yep. I remember. Oh my goodness. I remember.
I never got hit though.
Good grief. No, because you were a dancer even then. You would turn and twirl and to make me so mad.
I don't like getting hit.
I got hit all the time.
I don't like getting hit, so I figured out a way to never get hit. But when I say never, for the most part, I never got hit. But when I did, because, you know, I was able to stay in until people got tired, exhausted, because the only way they could get you out is to hit you.
Yeah.
And I could stay in there forever until people were like, oh, we're going home. Somebody would come and get their ball. That's it. We're out of here.
Oh,
but I'm telling you, when you did get hit, it was nothing pretty.
No. But I don't see kids. You ever see kids playing any of those games anymore?
Well, kids play in the park now. I see kids playing in the park and so forth. I don't see them playing like we did, though.
No.
You know, we played double dutch, we played ball, we played handball, we played volleyball, we played ping pong. I mean, everything. You name it, it was always something. It was always
something.
Well, the
first lady grew up like we did because she was jumping double dutch on TV. Did you see that?
I did see that.
She was jumping double dutch on TV. Yep. And I said, I will challenge her any day of the week.
We could jump. We were no nonsense.
No nonsense. No nonsense jumping. And anybody out there who's listening and thinks they want to challenge me, I'm ready. Any day of the week. I could jump double dutch in my sleep. And I was with some girls down the street, and I was asking them, I was like, how come you all don't play double dutch? You got a double dutch crew in your house, you and your sisters. How come? Double dutch? We don't know how to do that. I'm like, what? You don't know how to jump rope? What? Seriously?
No. I don't know. I think that ended with my kids. They know how to play. But they didn't know how to play Remember I was mentioning to you that they didn't know how to play if there was only two people?
Oh, that's right.
One
that's right. That's
and we
right.
could play with one. We could play with two.
Anything.
If it was just two people, we could play. So I don't know. I really don't
and
get
anything,
it.
Anything. We could make a rope out of anything.
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 It's true.
Double touch. Anything. Anything. We could jump rope with it. So I remember, and I remember they used to have those ropes at the bodega, you know, the clothesline and all that.
Yeah,
because you really wanted the clothesline instead of
the other one. You always wanted
the
clothesline.
The wire one.
If you could get it, yeah. If you could get it. The one that was wrapped in plastic.
Right. I got one downstairs right now. I never not have a jump rope. Always.
That's awesome.
All right, so what's next? What else we got?
Okay, well, that was it for me. I had all of those little tidbits saved up. I didn't have any other because I figured by now that the guest would have called in.
Yeah, she texted me and said that she is getting her hair done. So I think I talked to her earlier and she said she was still at the hair salon. So she was hoping that she would be off in time to join us. Oh, she just sent a text. She's not going to be done in time to join us.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's so unfortunate.
I know. We'll have to get her back. But I do, let me see if I can get her information. She's having a fundraiser coming up. So if I can get her information on that, I will announce it in the next couple of minutes. And Jerome didn't make it either. So I will send a shout out to Jerome. Hey, Rome, we miss you.
Uh-huh.
And
I wanted to ask you one more thing. Did you know that Cedric the Entertainer is having a new show?
Yes. I saw
and
that.
And that Arsenio Hall is coming back to TV.
Doing what?
Another talk show.
A talk show?
Yes.
Wow. He was really good. He was a good talk show host. Hilarious.
He was
really
on with you the other day.
How was it?
He's silly like he always was.
Oh, okay.
You know he was silly.
He's still hanging out with Eddie Murphy?
I don't know. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that he was hanging out with Eddie Murphy at all. But he was definitely, because I clicked in while it was in progress. He was under the hosts.
Uh-huh.
He looks good. He doesn't look a day older.
Really?
Mm-mm, not at all.
Good for him.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear it. I definitely will watch. He was silly, though. I always did think he was silly.
Yeah, he's
but I always watched. I always watched. And then Cedric has a new show coming on.
What is it called again?
Soul Man? Soul something. I didn't really pay attention to it. Sorry, I hate to say that, but I didn't. I know,
okay.
I think it's called The Soul Man or something.
Okay.
I hope it's good. Did you finish your announcement for the Congress lady?
Yo, I just found it. I just looked it up. That's her texting me if you can hear it. Councilwoman Russell is unable to make the show tonight because she's got an event coming up in the next day, so she has to get it. She has to have her hair tight. Listen, I am not angry at her for that. And it is always tight. It is always tight. So Councilwoman Russell's 40th birthday celebration is coming up. It's June 28th, 2012. And the Friends of Viviana Russell present a 40th birthday celebration in honor of her, featuring a performance by Grammy-nominated recording artist Gerald Albright. And a portion of the proceeds will be donated to the Music Scholarship for a Carl Place and Westbury High School student. And let's see, what else do we have? She has a fundraiser coming up, and I wonder if that's the one on the 28th. and I'm sorry I'm going to miss that. I'm not going to be able to make it, but that's going to be awesome. But if you would like to contribute to her campaign, Vivianna Russell, Democrat for North Hempstead, I said West Hempstead, I always make that mistake, North Hempstead Town Council, you can go to her website at VivianaRussell.com. That's Viviana, V-I-V-I-A-N-A, Russell.com. And find out more about her, her background, her bio, and everything is up on that website. You can contribute there and keep up with her and her upcoming events. They're all right there on the website. And she's really a great lady, so I'm going to look forward to having her on another night. She's been on the
program. She's on before, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, she's been on our program before. So definitely we'll be able to have her back again. So let's see what else is coming up. I don't have...
Oh, listen, I had this big one I almost forgot.
Oh,
R. Kelly was supposed to perform at Roy Wilkins Park.
Oh, yes, I knew
Boys
that.
To Men.
That. What happened? It's over. It passed already?
No, on July 1st, but they say that R. Kelly's not going to...
He what?
He's not going to perform, which I am not surprised.
Did he say what?
We would like to reiterate that R&B artist R. Kelly will not perform at the Groovin' in the Park concert scheduled for Sunday, July 1st, 2012 at Roy Wilkins Park in Queens. We have since added R&B icon Gladys Knight and Beanie Man.
Wait
Don
a minute.
King,
what day
Beanie
is that?
Man.
Hold on. Oh, and the tickets are something like $80, aren't they? Or $70, something like that?
For the outside park?
Yes.
Boys to Men. Jimmy Cliff.
And Gladys Knight. Weren't we just looking for a Gladys Knight
yes.
the other day? And she's
Sassy.
Coming to the park? Roy Wilkins Park?
Can you
Roy Wilkins
that?
Park? What?
Roy Wilkins Park, American Baseball Boulevard.
Does it say how much
big
the
enough?
Tickets are? Yeah, it's big enough. Does it say what?
Buy tickets, let's see. Order online. I was all excited about R. Kelly, and he's already, you know, he's different. You have to understand, Robert.
I actually,
$69.99,
right? I thought so. I thought that was $70. Yeah, I am not surprised. Maybe he didn't want to come to Roy Wilkins Park.
Why not?
You know? Huh?
Why not?
Because it's Roy Wilkins Park.
If Gladys Knight could come and Boys to Men could come.
I don't know. Maybe he had a date with McDonald's. I don't know.
Who knows? Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you said that. Oh, boy.
Maybe.
Okay.
That's an inside joke, everybody.
Yeah.
Well, it's an
but maybe he...
joke.
Yeah, maybe he had another, you know, he doesn't do well in New York.
Oh, right, because that was that last concert when he went to McDonald's was in New York,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. He doesn't do well in New York.
And where is he from
I don't know
again?
What it is.
Is he from the South?
Chicago.
Chicago. Oh, that's right. The two-step,
mm-hmm.
That's right.
He doesn't do well.
Oh, well. Anyway, so is that it for you for tonight?
That is.
Then we've hit them all. Okay, so we're going to send out, and I just want to send out my love and well wishes and prayers for my girlfriend, Barbara, because her mom is in the hospital. So definitely we're keeping you lifted up, Barbara, and your mom lifted up, and praying for her full recovery. So,
who's Barbara's Julia's
you know,
mom?
Barbara. Barbara Hooten.
Yeah, that's Julia's mom,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah, uh-huh. So,
her
sending
mom is
prayers
ill?
Out to her mom. Hmm? Yeah, her mom's
her
in
mom's
hospital.
Ill? Oh,
her
sorry.
Mom's in hospital, yeah. And also, we gave you the information about Councilwoman Russell. You can find her online, again, at VivianaRussell.com. And next week, definitely remember to tune in because Ronnie and Jerome will be here next week. I'm going to be, I won't be here next week, but hopefully I'll get a chance to just call in and chit-chat with you all for a little bit. Tell Jerome to keep his eye on the switchboard. So
okay.
Just sit there. But mm-hmm. You guys have a great time next week. And
okay, sure will.
Yeah, I'm sure. And our author from last week who wasn't able to make it, Christine Clay, she'll be joining us in a couple of weeks. I forgot what day. Did I write it down? She'll be here in July.
The 8th?
Oh yeah, she'll be here July 8th. Yep, she'll be back. She'll be here July 8th, and we're gonna have quite a few guests rolling through from time to time to just chit chat with us here on Ask Kathleen. And don't forget, if you have any questions or you want to join in and talk with Ronnie and I or Ronnie and Jerome and I when he is here, give us a call at 909-265-9189. Hit 1, and we will let you in, take your questions, and chit-chat with you. So thanks for being with us, everybody. It's a pleasure to have you here, all the guests in the chat room. And, Nico, we see you on the line. Honey, love you. Hope everything is going great. And you are listening to Ask Kathleen. I'm your host, Kathleen Williams, with my fabulous co-host and my sister, Ronnie. We will see you again next week. Have a phenomenal week. Have a blessed week. Keep safe, keep cool, and have a wonderful day. Talk to you soon.
Good night.
All right, Ronnie, love you.
Have fun. Have
okay,
a good week.
Thanks.
Love you too.
All right. Bye.
I see you move. I'm checking your smile. Working your back like it's going out of style.